This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Scandal and Vice. Oh, sugar and spice. It's naughty but nice.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter. It's Monday, which means our dear friend Garrett Vogel is joining us. Hey, Garrett, are you there?
Hello, Robbie Shooter.
You're always so excited. It's infectious. It's absolutely infectious. Do you know what else is infectious?
What's that?
I went to see Funny Girl this weekend. So lots of drama about Funny Girl. Beanie Feldstein is out. Lea Michele is coming in. But there happens to be a month gap between Beanie leaving and Lea arriving.
So you got the understudy.
She is a star. Her name is Julie Benko, and for a month she is doing the show every night, and she's so good that when Lea joins the show, she's still going to do it twice a week. I think, dare I say, this is a star is born. You very rarely see this. You get to see shows, you see Hugh Jackman, he's great, he's a star, you see other people, yeah, really great. But I've never actually in my life watched somebody and thought, my goodness, I'm discovering a star.
And I know it stinks to say this, but if you ever get the opportunity to go to a Broadway show, like obviously you've saved a lot of money, you know, it's something you're very excited about. You get to the show, you open up your playbill, that little piece of white paper falls out on your lap, and it's like tonight's main character will be played by.
Yeah, I always hope it's like the third spoon from the left in Beauty and the Beast will be, but when it's Belle. Or when it's like the lead, when it's Fanny Bryce, you're like, this girl, Julie Benko. Learn that name. Julie Benko. B-E-N-K-O.
Benko.
Trust your Uncle Robert. 2 months from now, maybe 2 years from now, she'll be a star.
And you know what this podcast will be like? It'll be like, this is where she was, this is where
discovered.
It started.
This is where
Rob Shooter and some other guy, I think his name is Donnie.
Garrett.
His name is Donnie.
No, that's not true. They know you're, Garrett, go and see Funny Girl. Now, I get it. Some people might be saving their money to go and see Lea Michele. I do get
right.
it. So this is a hard month. But honestly, if you can, go and see Julie Benko in Funny Girl. I never go on like that, but she is fabulous, and she's very funny. Look at that.
It takes a lot for you to get on your throne of Rob Shooter-ness.
I don't do it.
You really don't.
I'm
you don't
snob about it. I don't do it. I loved it. I laughed. I cried. And the songs. Let's just, don't rain on my parade.
Did you walk out of the theater after the show, like marching? Like,
I marched. Don't see. I'm such a narcissist. I walked out the theater singing.
Did you go dancing through Broadway?
I'm the greatest star. I am by far. I loved it. Julie Benko, funny girl. Hey, let's get into our show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Lots of Anne news to bring us up to date on. So Ellen DeGeneres sent her love to Anne's family after the actress passed away. So these two had a groundbreaking relationship. Yes, it was a long time ago. It was in the late 90s. But this will always be a couple. There will always be a couple in many people's minds because it was so revolutionary. So Ellen tweeted on Friday, "This is a sad day." That's the day that Anne passed. She said, quote, "I'm sending Anne's children, family and friends all my love." The right thing to do. What do you think, Garrett?
Yeah, we talked about this exactly a week ago when we learned of the crash and we're like, what would be the right thing for Ellen to do? We both kind of agreed it would maybe just send a message, you know, outside of the world. But, you know, Ellen took to Instagram and Twitter on Friday to, you know, do what we thought would probably been the good thing to do, of like sending love. There's not much more you could say.
Yeah, there's more to say.
The relationship was so long ago that it wasn't like it was last week they were together, you know, but still a piece of history, a piece of their lives.
Yeah, I was thinking about it because just before Anne dated Ellen, she dated Steve Martin. Now, no one's asking Steve Martin for a comment, and he was literally with Anne just before that relationship.
Right.
But the Ellen one, it's because of who they were and what they did for LGBTQ rights. It was unheard of. This was long before gay marriage. This was long before you could come out and it had no effect on your career. This was revolutionary what these two ladies did. Also, other news, the police have closed their investigation into the crash and they're not going to move forward with it. So if you remember, the police did take a blood sample while Anne was still in the hospital and they found out that cocaine was in her system. Now that she's passed, that investigation has closed. Jarrett, I think another good idea.
I think so too. And you know what I didn't do this weekend because it was flying all over the place was them taking the body outside of the crash. And you saw the headline, and the headline is very captivating of Anne Heche trying to get out of a body bag. And you're like, I couldn't click it. I couldn't click it whatsoever. Like, as intriguing as that headline is, as much as that clickbait of a headline it was, I could not click it.
Don't do it. And then finally with Anne, our last piece of news is that she has been taken off life support. So they announced on Friday that she was brain dead. And in California, that means dead. But they kept her on life support because she wanted to donate her organs. They did pair her over the weekend. They found somebody. They found somebody that she was a match for. And so they kept her on life support until they found somebody that paired up with Anne. That was done over the weekend. So now she's off life support, and I'm expecting a funeral pretty soon.
The interesting thing about organ donation is my sister donated her kidney, and my mom also received a kidney, not from my sister. You get to know of the person, but you don't know the person specifically. So they'll say, oh, well, you're getting, my sister donated to another, you know, about 20-year-old. And that's all it is. Oh, you're getting a 20-year-old female kidney. And my mom got, you know, a 56-year-old kidney from someone for herself. So whoever received these organs, all they know is that it is a female of a certain age, and that's it. They don't know because you have to request, you know, to meet this person. And obviously we know that this story is a little bit different, but it's interesting to know. It's like, Anne is helping save someone's life, but that person really will never get to know Anne specifically.
Right. They won't know that they're walking around with a part of Anne. They will never know that. It's an amazing. I'm big on organ donation. I filled out the form myself just this weekend, Garrett. So there was some good in this really awful story. And I think other people will do it. I didn't understand why it was taking so long to say she had passed. And then I did a little research and I was like, it's because she's on life support. But if you're brain dead, you have died and they're just keeping you alive. And I thought, what an amazing thing that something good can come out of something so bad. So I literally went online this weekend and filled out the forms. Maybe
good
you should
you.
Think about doing it too. Are you signed up to donate, Garrett?
Unfortunately, I can't. I'm a type 1 diabetic, it's hard for me to donate anything because you don't want damaged goods. Oh, I mean, you want the best of the best, you know?
Well, then I will take, Garrett, anything you have to offer because we love you here. Hey, let's jump to our poll question of the day. Ellen has sent her love to Anne and her family after the actress died. Is this the right move? I think I know the answer, but go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Garrett Love, what are you working on?
All right, well, let's talk about a different type of drama going on right now. J-Lo supporting Britney Spears. Britney's still going through some craziness with her ex Kevin Federline and their two boys. And, some audio came out at the end of last week. Week of Britney yelling at the boys and Kevin Federline posting it. A messy divorce at that the messy divorce that still seems to be going obviously. So of course Britney put up a little caption saying, as Jennifer Lopez once said, you look right down at that camera and tell every little girl in the world to get loud and never back down to giving light to injustice. I'm here to share that freedom is a state of mind.
Amen.
And of course J-Lo jumped on that and said stay strong. The arm emoji and but it's interesting. Did you happen to listen to that audio that Kevin let out to the world?
Absolutely. So he put out three videos,
right?
But you couldn't see much, so it just sounded like an audio. Yeah, he said they were from about 4 years ago. Some people think it's Britney off the rails. Some people think, who are parents, may I add, that that's just the parent having a bad day. Now, as a parent, Garrett, what did you think when you heard that video?
At first, yes, you think, yes, there are those situations where you do have your bad days. Mm. But what is a bad, is that every day?
Mm.
It's not every day, obviously.
Right.
It's not every day for me. And I can't speak for Britney. But what Britney is claiming that her parents did sounds like she's doing to her boys. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's so interesting. It's called learned behavior. And it's like a cycle of behavior. So things that are done to you, you often do to others. It's an amazing concept in therapy and in life here. And they tell you to break the circle. So if your mom and dad screamed at you, the chances of you being a screamer are quite high. I've caught myself doing things that my dad used to do that I didn't like. And I've stopped myself by looking in the mirror and seeing my dad's face. And I'm like, stop right now. I was quite sulky once. If you upset me, Garrett, I could sulk about it for weeks, which is what my dad does. If you upset my dad, he might not talk to you for like 2 days. And I did that too, and I stopped. So now when you upset me, I talk even more to probably ignore you.
So when you're annoying me, I know you're upset
with me. That's right. That'll get you. Hey, moving along. There's so much drama at the moment between Hoda and Savannah at the Today Show. Lots of rumors, lots of speculation that they just don't get along. Tension is what we're hearing. So the rumor mill went
into... Matt Lauer put these out?
Drive Matt Lauer, oh my goodness. So the rumor went into overmill this week when Savannah was late for work. Now, several reports said that Savannah was late on purpose because she wanted to show the show that she's the boss.
Oh.
I don't connect them. I think she just slept in now. We should say Savannah is the $40 million woman.
Right.
So when Savannah sleeps in, it's code red at NBC. So Savannah is almost like a doctor on call. She has a pager, she has a phone, she has a bat line, she has everything. She even has a studio in her house. If she's running late for work, she can just go downstairs to the basement and do the show there.
Right.
Like, for $40 million, that's presidential-type security.
So, did you watch on when she was late
yes,
for work?
Yes, it was adorable.
Like a smart journalist, though, she documented it, and you know they rolled with it. But that's what makes a good show. Instead of just kind of like nothing to see here, sweep this under the rug, she's like, listen, I'm late.
Listen.
You know, and that happens to everyone.
Right.
People listening right now are late for work as they listen to our voices. You know,
when were you last late? When were you late?
I don't think I've ever been late.
You're very responsible. Now, give people an insight, because as well as this fabulous podcast, you are on Z100 every morning, 5 days a week. What time do you get there? Give us the day.
5 o'clock in the morning.
You're in the studio in your chair at 5 o'clock, or you...
In the studio in my chair, behind my desk.
At five.
at 5 o'clock ready to open up the pages of the internet to find out what the hell has happened the night before or over the weekend.
For the show. And, do you do prep work or no, you do it at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Pretty much 5 o'clock in the morning, because like anything in life, when you first start, yes, it's like, okay, let me prepare days in advance. But once you start doing things for quite the while, you kind of get into a routine of, all right, I know to go here, I know to look at this, mm-hmm. I know to listen to this, I know to look for this. You kind of have that thing. And same thing with Savannah, I'm sure. She knows, like, okay, I got to be out the mm-hmm. door by this time to get here so I can do prep, go over. Like, she went in blind.
She was terrific. Yeah, she does have a lot of support, though, too. If ever you go to the Today Show, there's hundreds of producers, there's teleprompters, so there is a lot of support there. There's even hair and makeup people to make you look gorgeous, although she's so, so pretty. She gets up, I think, at 4:30, gets in the car by 5, and then what made her late, too, is she wasn't staying in the city. She was upstate. I know, and when you're out of your routine.
Tough, yeah.
So she did, I mean, she's so smart.
Technically, she was late, She was up. She just didn't get out of the house.
Yeah, she was stuck in the car.
Which we're all guilty of.
Well, that's the one thing, isn't it? You can never predict traffic. I had to go out to Brooklyn over the weekend to get a shot. I got my monkey shot vaccine over the weekend. And the only place I could get it was in Brooklyn. I didn't know how long it would take me to get there. And I hate being late. So instead of being late, I was like an hour early. Because I just didn't know.
That's the other side of it. It's like you're either super late or super early.
I just can't figure out the times. Hey, what's going on with Shakira? She's making a lot of news.
Yes, so as we know, she is dealing with a lot in her life. She's dealing with a breakup. She's also in the mix of a tax fraud situation. And when life's giving you trouble, what do you do?
You
just pack up and move. so she wants to go from Barcelona and live full-time in Miami.
Nice.
But I don't know if she realizes it. The internet travels to
does
Miami.
The police follow you, Shakira. You can't just move.
Yeah, unless you put on one of those fake mustaches and goggles.
That's right. You can't just turn up. The legal battle doesn't end when you end in Miami.
So as much as we kid, though, she kind of wants to get out of Barcelona because, you know, just bad memories, almost like a bad ex where you just want to break free. You want to delete all the pictures from Instagram,
right.
which she has done,
and
move on from there. But maybe Miami's the place to be for her. She has family and friends there. And, you know, at the end of the day, too, I think we've all been in that situation where, you know, life does get tough, and who do you lean on? You lean on family and friends and go from there. The only thing that she really can't get away from is she still is going to have to.
Ooh.
She might be able to get away from the ex, but she cannot get away from the government.
No, the tax man's going to get you, Shakira. I think she owes, they claim, about $30 million in taxes. Now, she's worth about $300 million, so she's paid the tax bill. But they're still going after her, I think, to use her as an example here. So she's not going to get away
Stewart
from that.
Situation,
yeah, they're going to get you. They're going to, honestly, don't mess with the tax man.
Wait, all right. I know this is a little bit of a hot take, but don't you think jail did Martha Stewart good for her career down the road? You know what I mean? Like, for the reason why she went was bad.
She was doing that, mate.
But once she got out, though, Rob Shooter, don't you agree, like, outside of just the... she was like almost a cultural icon.
But I think she was before she went in, and she was worth a billion before. She listened to this. Let me put it like this. She was doing fine before prison. We're going to take a quick break, Gary, before we get any
She hung out with Snoop Dogg.
Is that worth prison? I want to hang out with Beyonce if I go to prison. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend, Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett. Let's get to the polls. Da-da-da. So last year we talked about Ellen reacting to Anne's car crash. At the time, Anne was still alive, and Ellen really didn't want to talk about it. So I know on today's show the news is that Ellen sent her love, but that happened over the weekend. Oh, and Ellen was initially asked about this. She didn't really want to deal with it. So should she have said something? Yes, she said something now, but she hadn't done that by the time we did Friday's show. So should she have said something? Let's have a look. 80% think Ellen should have said, which she did do today. So at least that's good news. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Garrett, who's our nicest of the day? This is going to treat you right now. This is karma.
How ironic is this? So we hear from Arthur Stewart. Not anything about what I just said, but... So, the, I mean, we saw the memes last week after Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian, you know, separated. Mm. And everybody was like, oh, look at that picture from the Met Gala of Martha Stewart holding Pete Davidson's hand.
She was holding his hand.
And but this is what I'm saying. I don't think Martha would have replied to this, but if
maybe
pre-jail.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? So this is what she said. She goes, Pete Davidson is like the son I never had, responding to, of course, the rumors that Pete Davidson would move on to Martha Stewart next. You know, he's a charming boy who is finding his way. Oh. I've invited him to come to my podcast.
Oh, she's clever. Little plug. Little plug.
Like dropping the podcast? Uh-huh. I mean, if that's what it takes to get a plug for Martha
she's
Stewart.
So good.
Rob Schurter, you and I are holding Martha's hand very soon. So, of course, and all this leads back to the White House correspondence dinner where they're all Kim Kardashian, Pete Davidson, and Martha Stewart all taking the picture.
It's cute.
So, you know, at least Martha Stewart plays into it.
She plays.
I think she knows it's like, hey, let's have some fun. She's
in on the joke. I've interviewed her several times, and I admit, after prison, she was a lot more loosey-goosey, so maybe you're right, Garrett. She's really funny, and she's always been in on the joke of how perfect she is meant to be, and she certainly is human. I've met her at parties, and, oh, she's just fabulous. Would you rather hold Martha Stewart's hand or Pete's?
Pete. I do. But I like. Are we playing long game here? Like long. Like what would this lead to?
If it, I'm saying, who would you rather have sex with? And I'm saying it in a nice way. That's why I say hold your hand.
Martha Stewart.
Oh, Pete. There you go. There's the
One for each. There you go.
That's how
there
we get along so well. Let's do a naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Those Real Housewives of New Jersey are now talking about why Melissa and Joe Gorga did not go to Teresa's wedding. So they didn't turn up at the wedding because a couple of days before the wedding, they were filming the season finale of The Housewives, and it got really nasty about Melissa's alleged affair or kiss with somebody, a stranger. Actually, no, the guy, his name's Nick. He's really cute. But now Melissa and Joe are saying, no, that's not true. The reason that they didn't go is much bigger than that. It always is, isn't it? So the big reason is that Melissa and Joe auditioned for this show and Teresa didn't like it. This was over a decade ago. So Teresa was on the show before her brother and his wife. And then Teresa said behind her back, they auditioned and she's never really forgiven them. And she wanted to be the star and not those. Get it together. Get it together. You're at naughtiest of the day. Let's end with them.
I wonder if they paid the bill, though, that Teresa sent them.
Can you imagine that? It's expensive. What is it, like $200 a person at a wedding? Like $150?
Yes, but we know that housewife dinner,
Not
$200.
Oh, she got it all comped. I bet she did. Hey, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a
Rob. Rob,
celebrity quotes, and this is a celebrity, kind of a strange one for our show, but Aristotle said the following. If you don't know who he is, he's not a rapper, he's not on The Housewives, he's a Greek philosopher. He said the following.
He could be any of those.
He could have been actually. It'd make a great name for a rapper. Quote, there is only one way to avoid criticism. Do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing. You want to be criticized in life because when you're being criticized, it means you are doing something, you're saying something, and you're being someone. So the more you're criticized, the better, ironically, your life is. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Garrett and Rob show. I've switched the order. A production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, and leave us a review if you can. It really does help. And together, let's all sing along. Remember,
If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.